America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of January 12th, 2021, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Factual news.
Yes, the News AF team is back together again for another Tuesday edition of News AF. Here with a man who is writing all his own jokes today, Pickleball's top influencer, the great Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm great. I know Danny mentioned how chill I was this morning, and it is morning here. It's 7 a.m. here in Hawaii, and Marlo took her own diaper off at like 5 and then was like, Dad, I need a new diaper for no reason. She just did that. So I got up and put a new diaper on, and then I have to get her back to sleep. And she just barely fell back asleep when I left the hotel room. And I'm hoping that me closing the door to the hotel room to sneak out to this, you can't see this, but I'll lift up. This is the business center of the hotel we're staying at.
And this That's is cool. business.
Yeah, and this is business. And
you're Mr. Business.
Only one Ohana in the business center at a time, and I count as an Ohana, I think.
You're going to be hogging that business center.
That means family in Hawaiian.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
So, it's a, mahalo.
You're hoping everybody is sound asleep, and then when you return to the room, then everybody will still be sleeping peacefully.
I'm okay if they're awake, but I don't want to be the one to blame for the moods the daughters will be in if they have gotten woken up by the door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and maybe Rachel forgot that I have the podcast this morning, so she could be like, where were you? Where did you go? What were you doing? And I was like, honey, I've got a job. You know that every Tuesday morning for an hour to an hour and a half, I have work. And it's been that way for what? Going over 5 years now?
5 years. Yeah.
Damn.
Should be built into the schedule.
It really is. It's built into my schedule. I mean, I don't even need an alarm for it. I was like,
your body clock tells you when it's News AF.
My body clock tells me when it's time to podcast.
Yes. Your biological clock.
Yes. Exactly.
All right.
And I think mine and Danny's cycles are probably synced up because we've been friends for so long.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Recycling. Yeah. And recycling.
Yeah. And a man who needs no biological clock when he stays in the clock room is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
You know, one night in the clock room bathes you in so much time efficiency that that's all you need is once a year in the clock room and you emerge a punctual man.
And time, yes.
World. Yeah.
You understand time better than you ever had. I remember Danny getting back from the clock room once and explaining how time travel worked. And I was like, this is crazy. Yeah. And then it was way over my head. But then I had to spend a night in the clock room a few years later, and I finally understood all those things Danny was talking about.
Yeah, Tyson emerged with the in-depth knowledge of space and time.
Yeah, if you can create a linear plane for time, then fold it on itself a bunch of times, you can wormhole your way through.
Yeah. Yeah. Danny,
did you happen to see this week that one of our listeners had a tribute to you? Did you see this?
I didn't. On which, where?
Okay,
where was
so one of our listeners, Dan Sinansky, made a tribute to you. He is an avid runner, and he posts to, Strava.
Strava.
Did you like the run tribute to you, or was it too much? And he ran a path through New York City, which wrote out the words Vascular D.
Yep. All the way through, dude.
Yeah, he posted it in the Group AF Facebook group.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. It looks like if somebody would have drawn it out on an Etch-A-Sketch, which is what run writing looks like. Mm-hmm. And it's really great, Danny.
I'm going to look that up when I'm done. I was going to do it right now, but I'll wait because I got to devote all my mental energies.
You can make it as your header for Twitter and Facebook and stuff.
It would be smart. Mm-hmm. I mean, when it comes to writing or graphics, that's the ultimate graphic. It's paid for with sweat.
Yeah. And,
blood.
Pain, so, yes.
Pain. Yeah.
Lactic acid coursing through every muscle. You, I think, are more famous now as Vascular D than you are as Danny Bryson.
So you're thinking true? It's time to go to the courts and get the name changed? Yeah. Not sure how Kathy and Craig will take that.
Or just go around to all of your neighbors' homes and let them know to call you Vascular D instead.
Do a nice, informative flyer.
Yeah.
Your neighbors, I appreciate your kindness throughout the years. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to inform you that I will be only responding to the name Vascular D.
From here on and to
from
forth.
From here on out. I will also respond to Vascular, Mr. Vascular.
Yeah.
And Mr. Vascular D. So yeah.
For short. For your friends.
Make sure your kids also address me in those terms too. That's this is a general thing. It applies to everyone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about maximum vascular D?
No. We don't want to make it too confusing. Too many titles can crowd it out. So no, just Mr. Vascular okay. or Vascular D.
Okay, yeah. We've been talking about a lot of UFO news of late, and it does really feel like that something's got to give pretty soon. Yes. On the UFO front. And so that I don't really understand how this all got tied together, but a couple of weeks ago, they passed the big coronavirus relief bill in the House of Representatives and in the Senate. But part of this bill apparently was a 180-day countdown for U.S. intelligence agencies to tell Congress what they know about UFOs.
Love it. Just throwing random things in there. $100 million towards enema research, release of UFO data.
Did you say enema research?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, enema research. You just never know. People are just always throwing in money for stuff and making requests because they're like, this one's got to pass. So let's just load it up with as much as we can. Mm-hmm. Here's the problem. Right now at Area 51, they are busy redacting, drawing black marks across all these documents. And it's just, if there are UFOs, we're not going to learn anything about them 180 days from now.
Yeah.
Which is sad.
I did see somebody had posted, maybe it was in the Facebook group about after, the terrible events that happened at the Capitol, people rethinking Area 51 definitely would have worked.
Like, oh,
might have been very easy just to actually get into Area 51.
Well, the other thing is, remember, there's aliens out there telling people, our leaders, that you can't. Remember how Trump got a big talking down to, supposedly, from the Galactic Federation when he was about to release precious information. So what? You think they're going to all of a sudden not pay attention to this 180-day deadline? Dude, they're going to be all over this, coming down with bureaucratic, nonsense to make it from happening. Because the Galactic Federation's got to stay hidden.
Dude, we're not ready for the Galactic Federation.
I mean, there's some things I wouldn't be ready for. If they showed me this really gross looking thing and said, this is an advanced intelligence that is currently ruling everything that you do and say, I'd be like, ah, really? But it was beautiful. It's just like everything else. It was like a beautiful, like, oh, heck yeah, dude, I'm all for these people ruling me. But if it was some like insect like monster, I'd just be so disappointed.
Yeah. So if it was like a land octopus, you'd be disgusted.
I wouldn't be surprised with the octopus reveal. I mean, we've talked about it in the past, but they're like, actually, the octopuses have been running everything. I'd be like, that kind of makes sense. But I mean, if it was like a gross insect that didn't have opposable thumbs, I'd be pissed off. I'd be like, dude, how does it even make any circuit boards? It doesn't have thumbs. It's got like these insect claws. And it's
We've been making circuit boards for them.
Yeah, but they had to get to a point somewhere in their past to come up with the technology to rule us, to have us make circuit boards with our opposable thumbs.
So you're saying as long as they are primate in nature, you will be okay.
Like I said, the octopus, I'd be like, okay.
Even without the thumbs?
Yeah, well, they have all those tentacles, like maybe tiny octopuses, like maybe like child laborers, like tiny octopuses, little, you know, suction cups. Some kind of makes sense, actually.
Okay. What about like some type of animoid type,
like a centaur?
Yeah, or like a human with a dog head on it.
I'd be fine with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, probably not in person. I would stare if I was at like a Starbucks or something. There's one in there. I'd be like, side glancing it all the whole time. Okay. It would take a while. It'd take a couple generations for us to accept our dog-headed overlords. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the Egyptians were drawing and writing about them for ages.
Ancient aliens. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those things. I mean, giant, tall. They're like way taller than us. They have not even like cute, cuddly dog heads. They're like aggressive dog heads.
Blinky Doberman dog heads. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Dobermans. That's what they are. That's scary.
Yeah. So you'd prefer like a pug dog head.
Yeah. You know, something like your dogs, your dog that in the past,
Samson.
You know, yeah. When he had hair, that would be like,
that was a cute dog.
It's okay. You can kind of rule me.
Would we be in trouble if the galactic overlords were dogs and then we have sort of like domesticated dogs and sort of like made them bow to the will of humankind?
Oh, they'd be pissed. And then they'd also be like, hey, Tyson, I'm not really a human person. I'd be like, oh, God damn it. Here it comes.
That's kind of like that Rick and Morty. The dog intelligence.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this report is supposed to contain detailed analysis from all of the UFO data that's collected by the Office of Naval Intelligence. And then that is going to be delivered in an unclassified report, though it can contain a classified annex that I guess people with sufficient clearance will be able to check.
Mm-hmm. So
do any of us have clearance?
I don't.
No.
The annex?
Any of our listeners have it?
No. So we don't know if they do that. I don't think they're allowed to tell us either. But so start the countdown 6 months from a couple of weeks. So 5.5 months from now, I guess that would be should be easy to tell because it's the start of the year. So sometime like as we are getting into what, the end of June?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. So
things are warming up. Life's returning, hopefully, to some degree of normalcy. And then boom, UFO news right in your face. Okay. They've been here all along.
Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled on that. So, yeah, very sneaky to get this passed in the COVID relief bill. So to make sure that, you know, maybe wouldn't have passed on its own, but pack that in there so we can get some of the UFO. I don't know necessarily which Congress members really push for this.
Yeah, it would be nice to name names.
Mm-hmm. Mitt Romney.
I doubt it.
Well, he's in the Senate, so I don't know if the Congress did that.
Also, he said his favorite meat was hot dog. He doesn't seem like he's exciting enough to want to release UFO info.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Do you think that true, Danny? Or do you think he just wanted to sound like he's more like a guy of the people?
I don't care
either
way. That
sounds like something Joe Q Public would say.
It is such a great response that to me I don't even want to analyze it. I just love it so much.
It is the funniest thing he's ever said.
All right, so we I'm sorry, I'm being corrected. The Senate is Congress. So yes, okay, sorry about that. But I believe that the bill was drafted in the House of Representatives. So Mitt Romney is a senator, not
none of us really know how government works.
Yeah, we're sort of like I pick up what I learned on the West Wing. Okay, that's it. Over the holidays, we missed a chance to talk about the couple of the year last year. The bodybuilder Yuri Tolochko from Kazakhstan and his bride Margot the sex doll. They had gotten married last year, but we didn't get to talk about that. There was a bit of a breakup over the holidays, and we didn't know exactly what was going on. And it turns out that he has admitted that he cheated on Margot, the sex doll, while she was being repaired.
No. With another sex doll?
Yeah.
It was inevitable.
Yeah. I mean, once you get to the point where you're having relationships with sex dolls and realize that another sex doll is just a click of a button away. Mm-hmm. Probably, he's probably even got the one click purchase option on the Sex Dolls R Us or wherever he's buying.
Preloaded all his info.
Yeah, it's so easy. Any moment of weakness for him is just like purchase.
Yeah. How does this guy keep getting press? With that, it's always like the UK tabloids report on this. Danny, why do people keep picking up this story?
You know, it started off as like a need for a feel good story in these troubled times. Like, yeah. Oh, here's a guy living his best life, being happy. And now it's just a follow up. I think you always get at least one follow up. If status changes within 6 months of your original story. So this is his one follow up.
Yeah.
So you think we're done? We're not going to hear any more about this guy?
Well, no, he'd have still hear more from him.
Yeah.
Like, he starts a sex doll cult. Him and like, sex dolls have a compound crash style Kazakhstan. Then we'll hear about it.
That would be so amazing. I would love that story to happen.
I don't have any word also on how she got broken. I have some theories. But yeah. She has to go to the shop. Like, she's having surgery. I think he's a bad husband.
Yeah.
Which has anger issues.
He doesn't have real girlfriends.
Yeah. I mean, is it that far of a stretch to assume that a man who's marrying sex dolls is a bad husband?
He just wants the easy. He's just taking the path of least resistance.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's sort of like, oh, this is like a little bit of a romantic story that he's like devoted himself to. He's not playing the field anymore, Tyson. He's devoted himself to one doll.
That's what we thought. That's what we thought.
Yeah.
And she was in the shop. He was lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Opened his browser. It just happened to be on Sex Dolls R Us. It's bookmarked right there for him. Mm-hmm. And one stop click, dude, and he can do monthly payments. It's easy. It makes it too easy. And he, you know, in his moment, lost himself. He did come clean, though, it sounds. And so maybe they are on the path to healing.
Yeah. I will say that it was not another doll that he was accused of cheating on the doll with. It was a different inanimate object that he posted a video of himself. That is kind of, yeah.
Wow.
This guy needs to go away. It's like you said, it shocks me that such a remote place in the world is getting this.
All right, well, let's switch gears. And Danny, let's get into something that is more out of the world of, I guess this is more teledildonics adjacent, Danny. So,
yes, I'm an expert on this subject.
Vice.com reports about the story of there is an object or a device, which I need to explain what this is. It's called a internet-connected chastity cage. The way that it works is that a man wears this over his genitals, and it functions like a de facto chastity belt. Where
it clamps around your nuts and your dong.
Yeah, and so it can only be opened with a person who has a internet connected smartphone. So
an app.
Yeah.
You can open it up and to unlock it to, what are you unlocking it for? Can you pee through the thing? That's what I couldn't decide.
Yeah, I think so. There's a place for you to urinate through the device, which is called the Cellmate, but it is for practice in BDSM, where someone is, there's a level of one person is
dominant,
yes, and then the other person is has to do whatever the other person says. And so if they're good, then the carrot on the stick is that they will be able to come out of the cage, but only when the person who is the dominant person says that they're allowed to. However, careful, everybody, before you run out and buy yourself one of these things. We do have to say that this does come with a warning that hackers have been able to hack the system, Danny. And one man who was only identified as Robert says that he was blackmailed by a hacker who was demanding 0.02 Bitcoin, which was about $750, to unlock the device.
So this Robert that we know of, I don't know any Roberts. Do you know any Roberts?
No. Yes, this man is
the way you're saying, why are you saying it that way?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I did see this story and I didn't know that that's what it used for. I thought it was just like a chastity belt where it was just like, okay, come join our
cult in Kazakhstan.
Yeah.
It is multi-use. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is crazy. But also, I feel like if I could pee, I could. I'm fine.
You're fine.
Yeah.
By the way, how bad does this thing stink when you finally have been a good enough boy to have it unlocked?
Well, how long are you thinking that?
It smells like rotting meat.
Yeah.
It's like, well, now I'm not interested. I did unlock it because I thought you'd been good for the week, but now it smells so bad.
Well, you're thinking it's going for like weeks and weeks.
Well, who knows? I mean, these people like pain. So it's like, well, what's more painful than having your junk locked up for a week or two?
Mm-hmm.
But it's roomy. Like if you look at it, it looks roomy enough that you're totally fine.
I don't know.
You're going to have a hard time cleaning.
The thing that also surprised me about this story is that someone went out and built this and asked for funding. Mm-hmm. And it's like, who do you go to? Like, what's that meeting like to go to Silicon Valley and talk to investors?
I'd like to talk to Steve Jobs. He's been dead for a number of years. Well, whoever then. Okay, we've got Steve Wozniak here. Fine, I'll talk to him. And then Steve Wozniak's like, yeah, let's do it.
Easy.
Yeah.
We got to explain it like, hey, I'm wanting to build a chastity belt. It's like,
I understand. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, Danny, this is a very, very interesting point that you've stumbled onto because now the hacker who sent the message to this man, Robert, who was not wearing the device, luckily, at the time that it was hacked. So he got a screenshot. And the screenshot said, let's go with Rooster is mine now. That was the message that was sent. And the person that was the researcher on this, that uncovered this conversation, is named Smelly, Danny. Member of the VX Underground, a website that collects malware.
Jeez. I mean, the moral of the story is here, never clamp down on your Rooster device that you don't have total control. Yeah, like maybe wait
to a good old fashioned lock and key.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, let's go analog or wait until, quantum computing makes privacy on 100%. Until then, don't clamp anything down on any of your body parts that could potentially be hacked.
Or Tyson, is that part of the danger?
It's part of it. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine how aroused you would be if you were like, at any moment, hackers could clamp this thing on me for the rest of my life?
Yeah. What if the dominatrix was like, I'm going to tweet out that the password is 12345. Better be good.
There you go. There you go. Yeah.
You know, there's a big problem.
Such a naughty boy.
What? I don't remember passwords. And so there is a good chance this could be on me for the rest of my life if I put it on.
No, you just have them resend the password to your email.
Yeah.
Danny 69 Angel Sweetie XXX at AOL.
Thank you, Tyson. Okay. Yeah, sounds great.
All right. Are you interested in hearing about from another segue about the Sperm Kings?
Yeah. I mean, is it a restaurant? What is it?
No.
I mean, kings, the plural, or just
kings,
king?
Plural. This is a story from the New York Times, and it is all about the surging demand of several men who are viable sperm donors. That one of the underreported stories of the coronavirus pandemic has been that the sperm banks have been hit hard, Danny. Not a lot of people want to go to the sperm bank. Not a lot of new people are signing up to be sperm donors. And there are a lot of people who are looking to be impregnated right now, or there are couples that are looking to have a surrogate get impregnated, and they are looking for sperm samples. And instead of going to a sperm bank like people used to do, there are a number of individuals that people are contacting on Facebook that are running around all over the country getting everybody pregnant.
I, for some reason, I just thought of It's a Wonderful Life, that scene about when they're doing a run on the bank. What if you changed all that information to a sperm bank? That's sperms and urine.
They don't have your money here.
By the way, we talked about people who are way ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that guy who would visit people at Starbucks?
Yeah, he was just meeting people at Starbucks.
He's just handing it out. He was like Johnny Appleseed crossing the country, giving his seed. And so I bet you his business is booming. It sounds like he's probably just making bank and getting a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the age old tale where it's like, we should have gotten in on the ground floor when this was going, because we saw it.
All of us were laughing at this guy.
All of us were laughing.
Because now he's getting the last laugh.
People don't want just sort of like run-of-the-mill, normal sperm. They want the high-quality stuff. And that these are out there. They are college-educated. They have gone through DNA screening. And so like these people have sort of like been vetted. It's almost like racehorses, Danny, that are sort of like, okay, well, this guy is the champion racehorse. Let's get him to breed with all these mares. Yeah, studs.
Classic Gattaca. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah. Of course, dude. Mm-hmm. Or Brave New World. Going to create a bunch of alpha babies or whatever it is.
Yeah. So do you think it's possible that these sperm kings could like have, father enough children that, 20, 30 years from now, there's just like a bunch of guys that look the same?
That's what I was going to say is if we learn anything from some of these past stories is that you're inviting a lot of drama. That guy was being sued. We talked about him a couple months after we had did the original story, and it was leading to a lot of lawsuits, a lot of paternity problems. I mean, it's risky to be one of these kings. I don't know if it's worth it because down the road, people are going to come looking for their dads. And I know you're inviting a lot of drama into your life.
I've seen multiple reports that eventually there will be no redheads. There will be no like really blonde people. All of that stuff is getting washed out, and this might be the final nail in the coffin for these redheads here. I mean, I hate to say it, but these sperm kings are doing a disservice to humankind, I think, as we learned in the movie Gattaca, where even someone without perfect vision should be allowed to go to outer space. Right, Danny?
He trained hard.
Of the movie?
Harder than anybody else. So I told him.
Harder than anybody else.
He had to train harder, and he had to fake all the hair stuff. And so he
stole an identity. He stole an identity. And then right at the end, when he thought he tricked everybody, the guy that actually let him pass was like,
"No, spoiler alert.
I'm one of you."
You're not even going to issue a spoiler alert.
For Gattaca.
The movie's like 40 years old.
Maybe some of our listeners had never heard of the movie.
I got to watch it again. I can't believe I remembered the whole thing.
It's being tied into the story. Now you know why it was fake.
Yeah. No. I mean, even watching the movie at that point, I was like, wow, that could really happen. Except for they'd probably go through like a perfect sperm donor style thing rather than.
It would be happening in a clean laboratory environment instead of like at gas station bathrooms.
Yeah. Instead of like in a small single room, walls covered in pornography. Yeah.
How much for premium sperm, Danny?
I don't even know what the market is.
Thousands.
Well, are you about to tell me? Do you really have information on this?
So from a premium bank, and I'm not sure if this that it's probably I'm not sure if you would get a deal if you just went to the donor themselves. A vial from the premium bank could cost up to $1,100, but they recommend that you get multiple vials. So if yeah, if a woman wants two children with the same donor, she should be ready to come in with about 10 grand.
Yeah. I usually recommend like 7 to 8 vials just to be safe.
Mm-hmm. A cup, 8 ounces at least.
Also, do you think the woman who was adding semen to her smoothies is getting this primo?
I doubt she's going from the sperm kings.
Okay, yeah, well, her loss. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, it's probably the healthiest for her.
Yeah.
According to her science, her personal research.
Yeah.
She might have seen it on an anti-vax mom Facebook group.
Yeah. So good news, bad news for those people who are mired in debt with a degree from an Ivy League university. While the job market might not be so great, there is still a use for your very expensive degree.
Can we list some of our friends that have can we list some of our friends that have Ivy League training? And
do you know anyone with an Ivy League degree, Tyson? Oh, yeah.
We know a lot.
Yes, we do know a lot. Do you not?
Like, you're my friend, and you don't. Mm-hmm. I only have like 2 or 3 friends.
That's true. You're 50% of my friends don't. And
I don't.
Rob doesn't. So 100% of your friends now do not. Mm-hmm. I think my uncle graduated from Columbia, and Sean Lloyd, you know, Sean, he graduated from Cornell. Isn't that? No, that's not Ivy League, but close.
So I what's the story though?
What's the story?
What's that?
What's the story we're talking about here? You were leading up to a story by talking
You could be a sperm king.
I was closing the sperm king story.
Well, you tied it with a bow.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right.
Let me ask you guys this. Would you rather chug some sperm from an Ivy League graduate or a self-made billionaire?
When you say chug, are you conflating something different with what we're talking about?
If you're having a baby and you're looking for sperm.
Okay, well, that's different.
Self-made billionaire.
I don't know if in your maturation classes they taught you this.
Obviously, Tyson didn't pay attention.
I don't know how it all works.
It wasn't a whole scenario.
Yeah.
But if you're asking, who would I rather if I needed a donor
for my wife? That's what I'm asking.
I think the self-made billionaire.
So Elon Musk over Joe Smith, who is $2 million in debt after going to Harvard Law School.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I don't know if I want Elon Musk specifically, but
you don't get to choose. You just get. Okay.
Yeah.
Rob?
I think that the self-made billionaire, although that, Mr. Musk does seem like that he has sort of like gone off the deep end, that I do feel like that the skill set to get you to the point where you can, create a billion-dollar industry is probably a more valuable skill set than just graduating from an Ivy League university. Because I think there's a lot of people who are just like good at being students.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is that built into the DNA to be able to create a billion dollar, or is that?
I would guess that some of the aspects required to become a billionaire are built into DNA. But how would I know? I'm not a scientist. I haven't been analyzing lots of people's seed.
Yeah. Well, I can't vouch for you there.
We'll be able to find out because Elon had a lot of kids, or it has had a lot of kids with a lot of different women. So
yeah,
we'll be able to see if it crosses, through all of his different mates or whatever you would call it.
Okay. Yeah, I think mates.
So we followed the rise and fall of Quibi all through 2020, but there is an afterlife for Quibi. It turns out that all of the Quibi content is coming to
the Roku. Phoenix.
Do either of you have a Roku? Yeah.
Yep.
I did at one time.
Okay, good.
I do. Well,
Tyson, will you roaches be checking out all of the Quibi content? Mm-hmm.
No, not all of it, but maybe some of it.
Not yet.
Is that sex couch show on there yet or
Quibi
no?
Went under.
No one's contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we're so close.
Quibi content is available on Roku. So if we ever want to do a full Quibi rewatch, all we have to do is just set up our Roku device.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see what you can get for $2 billion? Go watch.
No, they didn't spend $2 billion. I think Quibi spent less than $100 million, or Roku spent less than $100 million on all the content.
No, I'm saying to see what Quibi spent.
Yeah, what did Roku spend to get the content?
I think roughly the same as what you would pay for Dairy Queen. A vial from the Sperm Kings.
Or they're just like, we'll put a Quibi watermark on some Quibi stuff, show. Maybe. And they're like, cool.
Yeah.
Dude,
it would still work as a show somewhere.
Yeah, to me, the premise would be similar to the
Brothers.
What is the House Flipper Brothers or whatever? Property Brothers.
They come in and they find like a distressed asset and they sort of fix it up. Is that what they would do with sort of like they would just find like some loser and they feel like they could turn him into a sperm king? Yeah.
Oh, you think I think they are the Sperm Kings.
That show is going to require so much work. 9 months between one episode to the next.
No, so it's, but you start filming it in advance.
Property
so
Brothers are very sperm tall. Kings, I think that is.
And funny. They just go in and they.
If they wanted that sort of business.
So you think they could be well with Sperm Kings themselves?
Swimming. Yeah.
Without. Yeah. Well. I mean, obviously, we're going to have to
workshop this idea, then come back. Okay. When you've got it all,
I'll be back next week.
Google has been working on all sorts of different artificial intelligence for many different purposes, one of which we have not really gotten into is baking. And so they have put all of the computing power of Google and have asked it to start to think about baking and recipes. Mm-hmm. And the artificial intelligence has generated two new recipes, a cakey and a breaky.
Sounds cute. They obviously drew all their information from blogs, cooking blogs.
Cakey is a split. It's a 50-50 split between a cookie and a cake.
Like a soft, cake-y. Moist, fluffy cookie.
It's a cake cookie.
Like a muffin top.
And then it also invented a breaky, which is a 50-50 split between a cookie and bread. Which is kind of like a muffin. Yeah.
Also sounds good. How long until an AI finds that the shortest route to our subservience is through our
They're
stomach.
Trying to fatten us up.
And once
up,
they
so
are making the most delicious
to be able
foods,
to get
they've
away
got
from
us.
Our robot overlords.
Yeah. we can turn into those humans in Wall-E. That's like our future, just giant roaming around on our little rascals. I mean, they know once they find this out, they're going to slow us down with the most delicious food. I mean, how can we compete with an AI when it comes to coming up with the greatest recipes? Yeah. Already,
they know us better than we know ourselves. You know?
Yeah.
They plugged all. They're probably working with the Sperm Kings to get everybody's DNA data. And then, because eventually they'll only need the Sperm Kings DNA data because everyone else will have a little bit of Sperm King DNA inside them.
And then, you're right. Then create food specific for DNA
that they know they're going to love the most, exactly based on blood type, based on everything. And then
they've got you. You're
the
done.
Food that is most satisfying will go straight down your gullet because we'll have gullets by then. And done. You'll do whatever it takes to get one more taste of Quarlac milk.
Dude, I can't wait to just sip Quarlac milk from an AI breast in this room with all these circuit boards and wires.
Quarlac. Just sucking on Quarlac milk.
And that's it. Well, it kind of makes sense, too. Like, you
it's
just
gonna
have
be all nutritional. Thing. Yeah. Like, yeah, like Soylent Green, but Soylent even more nutritional and more delicious. Yeah. And
by the way, if you offered me one bottle of Soylent Green or Quarlac milk, yes. I'm going to drink the Quarlac milk.
Has it actually sounds one word is something that you would want.
It sounds delicious, green, right? Yeah.
Zero. Yeah, and
that's true.
By the way, how cool would it be if 400 years from now, when all of that comes to a, you know, to it all intersects what Tyson described. They actually do choose Quarlac milk from this podcast. Like, they're mining past podcasts for a name for it. And they're like, dude, this funny guy on News AF, Quarlac milk, boom, done.
Yep.
So cool, dude. Just make your mark.
Yeah, should we let them know how it's spelled then? So it's with a Q, right?
Yes.
Q-U-A-R. But there'd be a C. L-A-K.
And trendy people will spell it with a K-W. So awesome. Thanks, Tyson. Yeah. Thanks for giving the world Quarlac milk.
Speaking of drinks, yes.
You're welcome.
How weird. Yeah.
No, all right, ahead. Danny, go ahead. This is
we can move on. I can talk about Quarlac milk all I want.
Got me wondering where Danny might have been. This is a story out of the UK. There's a restaurant called Dusty's Pizza, which has been repeatedly broken into by a burglar, and they come in and they steal one thing, a thing that Danny has said repeatedly that he covets quite dearly. They come in and they steal, Tyson, all of the hot chocolate. Yeah.
So I just finished hot chocolate.
Steals
it could have been Danny.
Dusty's Pizza in
breaks
Wales,
into where again?
Dusty's
and takes all the hot chocolate. Danny has said it's his beverage of choice. He's after all the flavonoids. Yes, somebody is out mentally there trying to just pillage all the world's hot chocolate.
Well, good news for Danny is Danny is a Quarlac milk guy now.
I can mix my chocolate, hot chocolate, with Quarlac milk, and the effects will just be
astronomical. Yeah.
Like, sharpen me like a tack. I'm satisfied for days.
Yeah. You start Benjamin buttoning and reverse aging.
It was so weird. Does the guy take any money?
No, just the hot chocolate. I think this has happened three times.
Wow. I think Dusty should just be like, we'll just leave some hot chocolate out for you.
Yeah, seriously. Just leave a couple packets like on the doorstep.
Yeah.
Santa and the cookies.
Yeah,
this is really interesting. I mean, someone wants hot chocolate that much.
Is it more like a Passover thing? It's just like, here, we just put the hot chocolate outside so you pass over our establishment and don't steal all the don't break in.
It does. What's the place called and where is it again?
Dusty's in Wales.
Dusty's in Wales.
And it's a pizza on Paper Mill Road in Canton.
It's so weird that they do pizza and hot chocolate, because those two things in my mind don't go together.
I think the weather is kind of raw.
Oh, in Wales for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, pizza and hot chocolate is not going to
mix. Not a combo?
This is not a combo. No, not at all.
What would you do? Hot chocolate and a breaky, right?
You know, I've tried a lot of hot chocolate combos, and I kind of feel like hot chocolate might be a standalone.
Wait, is it
pastries maybe, but in a donut maybe, but it's great by itself.
Dusty's on Canclo Road?
I believe it's on Paper Mill Road.
Dusty's on Paper Mill Road. Let me look. I'm just
Why are you looking it up? Are you doing some sleuthing? Some
well,
like,
what I want to see is if the reviews all talk about the hot chocolate or something like that.
No. And then check this out, that so Dusty's Pizza is always like the victim of crime, seemingly. Like, their last story from the walesonline.co.uk, Dusty Knuckles Mobile Pizza's oven has been stolen.
Dang it. You know, they've got someone who does not like them, but is very weird.
Inside job, I think.
Yeah.
Get your pizza oven stolen. You're out of business if you're a pizza.
It's their mobile pizza oven got stolen.
Dude, that's how easier because it has wheels on it.
Yeah. How scary would that be to drive with a pizza oven in the back of your car? That just seems so reckless. Like driving around making pizza sounds cool. Your car would smell great.
I think it's a trailer, Danny.
No, no. I like the idea of it just being in the back of the car. Like he removed the rear seat.
It's not a trailer.
No, right. Don't tell me that. I want
get a picture of it.
I don't want to because it's going to destroy my fantasy of a giant pizza oven in the car.
Tyson, how about this is the name of the pizza place? Do you like the Dusty Knuckle?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The Dusty Knuckle?
Dusty Knuckle. They might have shortened it to Dusty.
The Dusty Knuckle.
Does it mean you haven't? Okay. Does that mean you haven't used your knuckles for a while? Like they've just been
sitting. Or that they're dragging. You know how some people they call them knuckle draggers. You call your like cavemans or whatever.
Maybe it's just. I like it. I think that's a great name. I'm sure it's because they fight so much. I mean, Wells.
Maybe it's Dusty from all the hot cocoa mix.
Yeah, it, actually, that dust does get everywhere, so that would be appropriate. I can't contain it in that packet. I think I've dumped everything out, and then I go to move the packet, and bam, the dust is all over my knuckles. Happens every time.
Okay. All right. Let's see. This is Lewis says, I just tuned in. I'm a Brit myself and have visited Cardiff quite a lot. Somebody fill me in. Yeah, they stole all the hot chocolate from Dusty's Pizza.
Was Dusty's in Cardiff?
And the mobile pizza baking oven from Dusty's Knuckle.
Yeah, we need someone to go out and check it out, the scene. See who it is. Set up some cameras. I mean, cameras are so cheap now to capture the guy robbing Dusty Knuckles of their hot chocolate. That's easy. That's a $25 fix.
Yeah. Danny, should Dusty invest in a Boston Dynamics robot security dog?
Everyone should, but they're like $70,000. So I don't know if Dusty's can afford that if they're just selling hot chocolate and pizzas. I don't know. That'll bring in Boston Dynamic dog money.
All right. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
I am ready.
All right. Here we go. Here comes the great Danny Bryson with this week's visit to the bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes. The Bolt Hole King.
You know, cartoons, we all enjoy them. They can be contentious, though. They can be parents watch them and sometimes think like Simpsons, which is an adult cartoon, but even SpongeBob, there always is controversy surrounding cartoons. It feels like what exactly was Ren and Stimpy? I mean, who was that for?
Who remember was that cartoon? For like adults,
13-year-olds. I mean, I watched it too.
Yeah. The Beavis and Butthead generation.
Yeah. Beavis and Butthead was super weird. So cartoons, even Peppa the Pig has had controversy when they're making those fake Peppa the Pig. I think Cardi B was complaining about Peppa the Pig a couple weeks ago. So it's like, it's not unusual when you have a new cartoon.
What did Cardi B complain about with Peppa Pig?
I can't exactly remember. I think it had to do with some song or something. It wasn't a real complaint. Her kids liked it so
joking.
Much. Something was going on. Yeah. So, I mean, cartoons are not without controversy is what I'm trying to get to. But there is a cartoon that just came out in Denmark that might cause a little bit more controversy than most because it's about a man who and it's weird. How did so many dong stories end up on this podcast? I don't know.
Yeah, we're not generally a dong centric podcast.
No, but this cartoon is about a man with the world's longest manhood, and he uses his manhood to steal ice cream,
fly a
helicopter, light a barbecue. And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people thought it was funny, you know, just like you would expect.
A true sperm king.
Yeah, the ultimate king. And if you look at it, he's got this like, it is the most bizarre. Let's see, where's the name for it?
So I saw a picture of this.
I thought it was like a joke.
They're saying that he has a cartoon about the world's longest manhood.
It's a multi-series
show,
right? Do you know what the name of it is?
Yeah, so it's called John Dillermand, literally translates to John Penis Man in Danish slang. And it's it's on a children's channel. Mm-hmm. It's for kids age 4 to 8. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you guys have all seen it. It was a pretty big deal. I mean, he rescues some kids from an ice cream truck by lassoing a line with his manhood. He lights a barbecue. He handles lighter fluid from afar. But he's just like, it is. He holds some balloons.
Maybe they're trying to normalize or desexualize. I don't know.
Here's the thing. Yeah. It is it's teaching all the wrong lessons. You wouldn't want to do any of these things with your dog. Like, he tries to pull a school bus with it, which would be interesting. People do that with their teeth all the time. Yeah. He builds a boat out of it and pulls out an oven for some reason. And one of these screenshots, he pulls it. Mm-hmm. I was going to watch all the episodes, but then I was like, I don't want to have to explain this to Liz.
I got to be honest. If this is me, these are zero of the things I would do.
Yeah, exactly. Right. I mean, I don't know what you do with the 100-yard dong. I mean, you probably live like a recluse in your house.
I'll give you I would not light my barbecue.
No. Or pull a bus. I mean, none of these things would make sense.
Why? Yeah. Why? It makes no sense.
And it's retractable. I mean, so much about this cartoon is disturbing.
Not realistic.
All kind of different lengths.
Yeah.
So, I mean, people are upset. Well, it's just like you would imagine. Some people are like, oh, it was meant to be funny. One is it's meant to be educational. And the others are, it's all just offensive, right? Yeah. So it's got 13 episodes of this guy going around lassoing stuff with his dong, lighting fires.
We talked about pitch meetings earlier, and I'd really like to be a fly on the wall for this.
Yeah.
Meeting.
Like, how come none of our shows have been picked up?
Yeah. Which,
by the way, all have been great ideas.
Great ideas. But all of them.
Guys, like, how high was everyone at this meeting? And when they're on the dry erase board, he's drawing these, like, you know, general ideas, he's storyboarding it. They're all laughing. And they're like, where should we show this, dude? Should we put it on Comedy Central, whatever? No, dude, put it on the kids' channel. It's for 4 to 8 year olds. And they were all so high, they forgot that they signed the paperwork, and then they had it going into that 4 to 8 year old audience. And then when it came out, they were still laughing.
And they were obligated to show it at that point, because contractually it was built in that they had to show it. Would you let your sons see an episode?
No. Oh my gosh. They'd get some ideas. That's
Rob, would you let your sons see an episode?
I think they would like it. I don't know if I would let them watch it.
I'm watching the trailer right now. He uses it as a bungee. Not a bungee. He also uses it as like a pogo
jumping spring. Yeah,
transfer.
Nope.
I mean, to travel. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness it's not flesh colored. At least it looks like a barber pole.
Yeah, it's a little bit like a Where's Waldo type thing. It's like red and white.
I wasn't sure if that was like a sleeve, like a third sleeve on his shirt that covered his.
Also, junk. I got to say, when I see him doing these things, I feel like a sympathetic pain in my own crotch. Because I'm like, dude, that would hurt so bad to be hung from a balloon and flown over the city with just your dong or the last of a lion. Man. Anyway, you know, pay attention to what your kids are watching, because the dude's coming up with these shows. I don't know what's going on.
It's crazy. There. All the screening to get a show onto YouTube Kids, and Denmark Children's TV is coming out with Penis Man, Joe Penis Man, or whatever.
Like prime time kid watching Johnny Jong, whatever. I would be upset. I think I'd be part of the upset thing, just because I'd have to have advanced discussions with my kids before I'm really ready to do that discussion.
Yeah. Advanced, like what? Like, don't use it as a pogo stick? What kind of advanced discussions?
With it. Like, what's going on here with this? Why? Where's this rope coming from, Dad? Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, the show airs on the network DR, which is the Danish public service broadcaster. They said, well, what kind of culture are we creating for our children if it's okay for them to see perfect bodies on Instagram, enhanced digitally or cosmetically, but not real bodies?
Wait, are they saying this guy's extension is real?
like with the rest of them.
They had other controversial programming, which depicted some nude images also on this broadcaster.
Great. If I go to Denmark, don't let my kids watch their version of PBS.
They also responded to criticism by saying, well, look, they could have just as easily made a program about a woman with no control over her vagina, and that the most important thing is that the children enjoyed John Dillerman.
They could come up hypothetically with any show, you know. It's like, you can throw that out with a guy who gets around by farting and fights crime with farts. I mean, which actually, now that I say that out loud, sounds like a great idea for a show for Denmark public television.
You're thinking of Walter the Farting Dog, the book.
Oh, well, didn't you show us that? Maybe that's subconsciously where I pulled that from.
I've heard of it before. I've mentioned it before on the podcast.
So anyway, just, you know, monitor what your kids are watching. Make sure that you
aren't in Denmark watching children's programming without supervision. Yeah, but I mean, in 20 years, who knows? Maybe 20 years down the road, we find out that the Danes had it figured out all along, and their kids are the most well adjusted to everything happening in the future.
Because of John Dillerman, whatever his name is. Yeah,
exactly.
We can trace it back to this moment. It became a utopia.
When you guys were more concerned with Quarlack Milk's name,
retractable dongs out of children's views.
Exactly. We were pro retractable dong.
Does John Dillerman fight crime or anything, Danny? Or he just like does pranks or
looks like he lives his life. Yeah, he's living his best life. He does rescue those kids, though. He lassos a lion that was threatening a group of children. So, I mean, he's using it for good. Okay. But he's also getting into trouble.
Yeah. See, that's, you know, be careful, John. Be careful.
Should we watch this show?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't think we should? You don't think you and... Well, shouldn't RHAP cover
it? I don't want to. There's so many other movies I would rather watch before.
Yeah, but
I watch
we can have Rob ask some of his other podcasters to watch it and podcast about it.
It's not my favorite thing to spend at least a third of the episode talking about this part of the men's anatomy. So I don't want to do a whole episode covering 12 shows in Denmark. So no, we should not.
Yeah. You know what? I'm starting to think that John Dillerman, he's out of control, and put a cellmate on this guy right now and give out the password to hackers. There's only one way to stop him, John Dillerman.
Mm-hmm. We have the technology. We can stop him.
Put him in a cellmate. Don't give the hackers any Bitcoin.
Is there a way we can work the...
Sperm Kings.
Sperm Kings into this.
I'm going to tell you, you're not going to be able to get anyone pregnant if you treat your member like John Kerman does.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, for his punishment.
Well, you're sterile. Tyson, how do you think we're going to raise the money to pay the ransom to the hackers?
To get Dillerman's.
If he's ever going to go free, you're going to
need him free.
You know, $1,100 a pop every time he gets ransomed.
I'd rather just not concern myself with any of that. Sit back, sip on some sweet, cool, refreshing Quarlack milk.
Yeah. All right. Well done, Danny.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
What about me?
By the way, Tyson, Quarlack milk will have a calming side to it. It has to in order to thwart revolt.
It will. Yeah, it definitely will. And it will be a nice soothing color, probably a light blue. Oh, and
like Skywalker.
And it's going to have a nice aroma to it. And it's going to remind you of all the happiest places you've ever been in your mind and in your real life.
Mm-hmm. Man, I can't wait to guzzle this stuff.
Yeah, me neither, dude. They have figured it out.
Okay, so Danny and Tyson, if you two ever get back to Europe together for another cycling adventure, if you stop in Denmark, let us know what's going on with John Dillerman.
Okay, and the kids that were raised on that program.
Don't imagine John Dillerman's doing a lot of cycling.
No. I mean, he could
get that tangled up in his folks.
Yeah, but bike shorts are designed specifically to hold that out of the way.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
And it depends on if he retracts it. If he retracts it, it's fine, right?
Yeah, I guess does he have complete control over it, Danny? Yeah, or the idea is he doesn't have control over
it. He's lighting barbecues. He better have pretty good control.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, I guess guys trip 2021. We're going to Denmark.
Denmark. Okay. All right. Danny, what's next for you?
Oh, just working on my helicopter license, which is a terrifying experience mm-hmm. every time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes. Wow, never walked so close to the edge of destruction on such a regular basis.
I know you're concerned about that, but I've already told you I have a eulogy already.
That's
for
good.
You.
I mean, have those prepared because every time I fly a helicopter, I'm like, dude, what could go wrong? And I just wait for my instructor to make the shrieky noise that indicates I've done something disastrous, but I don't even know what I've done. Right. To me, it's like, I don't know what just happened. So, I'm living on the edge.
Is it like the driver's ed car, Danny, where the instructor.
It's so much worse. So he does. Yeah, he does have all the controls on his side as well, which thank goodness. But that doesn't mean I can't. I mean, we're always just walking that fine line between success and catastrophe.
Yeah.
That really he has moments to pull us out of a situation where everything could go wrong. And the helicopter is this rickety piston two-seater. It's I can't wait till I get my license and I can move up to a different helicopter. Cause this one is just every week. It just scares me.
Yeah. But I mean,
I'm growing as a person. So that's the most
probably,
important thing.
Yeah. You are growing as a person.
Yeah. Kennedy B says, look, Danny really is the eye in the sky now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Eventually I'll be flying over, peeping. It will really up my peeping game.
Even more so than your drone?
Both are pretty loud, but I mean, with the drone, it's kind of hard to see through that little screen. Now you can just hover for a minute or two and make it like an evil laugh and then fly away. So,
Cool.
The only reason I'm getting it because I want to see them aliens. I'm going to get a helicopter, go fly close to Area 51, mm-hmm. get a good look. So,
in Independence Day, those were like the first guys that got killed by the aliens was the guys in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Oh, it makes sense.
To be like, hey, are you guys cool?
They were like flashing lights like right in the alien's face.
If I get invited to flash lights at a spaceship from a helicopter, I would actually probably say yes. I would be like, I'll do that.
You did it. And then it really made the aliens mad.
It did. I didn't decide on what the lights were flashing. I probably wouldn't have any to say in that, but I'd just be like, cool. I'm going to fly a really big helicopter.
If you did this on the road, Tyson, if you were just like flashing like your high beams, like oncoming cars, like they would get pissed too.
We'll eventually get stabbed.
But what if you're communicating with people using Morse code from across somewhere with lights? Like there's applications for flashing lights for sure. But
people communication. Who understand Morse code are like aged naval captains. And so like they're all over the road.
But so you're thinking, Rob, if I'm following your exact train of thought, which I think I am, is that the movie would have gone completely differently had the helicopter pilots not flashed the lights in the aliens' faces.
Mm-hmm.
No, they were there for destruction. It didn't matter what you flashed. They were just the first casualties.
That's not what Rob's saying.
I think it didn't help. It might have agitated them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See,
maybe, if John Dillerman could have like completely
lassoed his way up to the spaceship and negotiated.
Done a couple party tricks. And then
distracted them for a while. So, okay.
Cool.
So, Danny, anything coming up on Mediocre Amateur people should check out?
Oh, man, I've been trying to come up with a place to go. It's just it's hard. If I could travel, that's the problem is I can't really travel. So I've done everything nearby and it's just getting out to some of those more remote locations require the vaccine card or whatever it's going to take. Mm-hmm. So, the stuff is coming. I usually do about 15 episodes a year, so it'll be there. Gotta find something to do.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I'm in Arizona soon.
Arizona's on the list. So
Wow. Would you ever go out to Arizona and collaborate with Tyson?
I sure would, because I think the Arizona thing I want to do is pretty easy. And so I think Tyson could handle it. I think it's something.
Oh, thank you.
That was a little insulting.
It was, but also I know my capabilities and limitations as well.
And Tyson wouldn't want to do one of those adventures I do where it like grinds you down.
Yeah, there's no reason to do that.
Blood's only coming out of it.
Only someone who hates themselves and their family would ever put themselves through more than one of those.
But yes, I would collaborate with Tyson for sure. If I go out there, I will definitely invite him. He will be part of it.
And Danny will have to play pickleball with me.
I will play pickleball. Sweeps.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the sweeps. Perfect. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going back home tonight on the red eye. And you know, I don't know if you know, I think you do, Rob, that there's nothing better than toddlers on a red eye.
Yeah, I've actually done okay on that. Like my kids have actually slept on there. They're like they're not like babies, but ultimately, yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, not super fun, but yeah,
I can think of things that are more fun. Yeah,
and I'm going to my first pickleball camp this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday in Mesa, Arizona.
I'm excited for that because you don't often hear about grown men going to camps.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to get that report back.
Dude, I hope they give us some sweet swag. And yeah, it'll be great.
Okay.
So that's it.
All right. Good luck tonight, Tyson, on the way back.
Thank you. What are you doing? What do you have coming up, Rob?
Oh, I'll just be like watching things and podcasting about them. I'm in the middle of rewatching our friend Boston Rob's signature season, Survivor Redemption Island. Did you end up making it through a rewatch of Survivor Redemption Island?
Not yet.
No. Oh, it's the fans of Rob's podcast voted it the 39th best season of all time. So all
top 40
all year long. We are going through one season a week as we are counting down the all time Survivor season rankings. And so I'm doing a full rewatch every single week. And then we'll be podcasting about it.
What was number 40?
The 40th best season of Survivor was Survivor Island of the Idols. So another Boston Rob season.
And did you watch that one?
I watched the whole thing. Yeah.
Good.
Are you still doing 90 Day Fiancé?
Yes.
Fiancé,
yes.
Yeah.
Why do you follow that, Danny?
No, I just you gave it such a glowing review.
Yeah, we have to tune in.
It's a wild show. Yeah. This week that there was, you know, there's a woman who's 52. She's primo News AF material that she runs some sort of like a de-aging facility. She's 52. Nice. She has a 27-year-old fiance from Belize, and he does not want to be in a relationship with her. And she just calls him all day and says like, hey, what's going on?
I like that. It really teaches a lesson in persistence and what you can get from that. Yeah. So
yeah, there's a lot of really wild stuff that's going on in 90 Day Fiancé. I had another great recap on Monday with Puya and Jenny Autumn, if anybody is a 90 Day Fiancé listener.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you to Liz and Susie in the chat, keeping up with everything going on 90 Day Fiancé. It's been a lot of fun. So we got that going on. 90 Day Fiancé. I'm also rewatching Kid Nation. Tyson, did you ever see that?
I've never. Is that like Lord of the Flies, right?
It's wild. Yeah, it's wild that there's no way it should have ever been made. This was only 13 years ago, but it's the kind of thing that you would have imagined maybe like 60 years ago. Like how in 2007 did they let a bunch of children between the ages of 8 and 15 live unsupervised in like a very dangerous place for 40 days. It's nuts. Like they made the kids sleep in the cold and cook for themselves and like use a porta potty. And it is extremely dangerous.
We should do a follow up on those families and how the parent child relationship is still going.
The kids are grown up now. The kids are like, you know, their kids are like even the youngest kids are in their 20s now. So, I've been watching that as well. So, figuring out a lot of fun stuff to do on Rob as a podcast.
Wow. That's really awesome.
Yeah.
Coolio.
Lots of podcasting.
Yeah. Tyson. At some point, I will rewatch all of Survivor in 2020. 2021.
Wow.
2021.
yeah. 2021. You're going to watch. Do you know all the rankings yet?
I don't know the rankings yet. So I only find out like when we do announce the next one. So we're going through each one. What do you think is the worst of your seasons? What's going to be the first one that we watch?
Blood versus Winners at War or Blood versus Water.
I don't know. Tyson, do you think that all your seasons are going to be top half?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Look, what's most the common denominator?
Most lists list all of my seasons as top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Top 10, top 15.
Are these lists you create yourself?
No, but most lists I'm seeing on wherever I see bump into a list, most of them are top 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting stat to track. Who is in who's the common denominator of the most top seasons?
Yeah, you get 40 points for being in the top season, mm-hmm. 39 points for being in second, like that. You get reverse points. I don't know how that would work, but you could probably figure out a stat like that.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what's going on Rob's podcast.
Cool. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I bet all of my seasons are in the top half.
I think so. I think it's a safe bet.
And I would say maybe all of them in the top 15. And because mm-hmm. it's RHAP community who seems to show me a significant amount of love, it could be a top four, all four in the top 10, maybe.
We'll see. All right. Well, it'll be a while until we're talking about Tyson. So,
but it'll give you something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to. All right. So thank you all so much for checking us out. We'll be back again with more News AF next Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.